Hello there, and welcome to Reach for Power, where we take a closer look at the power itself and the strategies to build it. I am your host, Monika Kruk, and in this episode, we will focus on executive presence. Executive presence refers to the combination of qualities, behaviors, and communication skills that enable a person to command respect, influence, and inspire confidence in various professional settings. Individuals with strong executive presence display a sense of confidence, credibility, and authenticity, enabling them to lead effectively, make impactful decisions, and foster positive relationships with stakeholders. If we think about strategies to showcase strong executive presence, the following elements will come to mind. Point number one, confident body language. Maintaining an upright posture, making steady eye contact, and using purposeful gestures might be helpful. Some real-life examples. Example one, Sarah, of course all names are fictional, the CEO of technology company enters a boardroom for a crucial presentation. Her shoulders are squared and she walks with a purposeful stride. As she speaks, her gaze is focused on each member of the board, radiating assurance and conviction. Example number two, Michael, a project manager, leads a team meeting to discuss an upcoming client presentation. He stands tall at the head of the table, using open and expansive gestures while emphasizing key points. His body language reflects his confidence in the team's capabilities. Strategy number two, effective communication. It is all about expressing ideas clearly and succinctly, adapting communication style to different audiences, and actively listening to others. Again, let me throw in some real-life examples. Example number one. During a town hall meeting, Amanda, the VP of sales, communicates the company's new sales strategy. She breaks down complex concepts into relatable examples, engages the audience with questions, and encourages open dialogue, creating an environment of shared understanding. Example number two. John, a senior executive, participates in a panel discussion at a conference. He answers questions thoughtfully, avoids jargon, and demonstrates his expertise by providing relevant anecdotes, leaving a lasting impression on the audience. Strategy number three is all about decisiveness and composure. It is all related to making well-informed decisions confidently, even in high-pressure situations, and maintaining composure when faced with challenges. Example number one, during a crisis meeting, Alex, the COO of a manufacturing company, calmly assesses the situation and makes swift decisions to address the issue at hand. His composed demeanor reassures his team and helps to focus on implementing solutions. Example number two, Lisa, marketing director, faces a setback when a major campaign launch is delayed due to technical issues. She acknowledges the problem, collaborates with her team to devise an alternative plan, and articulates her confidence in their ability to adapt and overcome. Strategy number four is related to authenticity and empathy. In other words, being genuine, showing empathy towards colleagues and team members, and fostering an inclusive and collaborative environment. Example number one, as the founder of a non-profit organization, Mark engages with volunteers on a personal level. He shares his own experiences and actively listens to their stories, creating a sense of shared purpose and building strong connections. Example two, Emily, a department head, conducts one-on-one performance reviews. She gives constructive feedback while demonstrating genuine concern for her team members' growth. Her approach fosters trust and encourages open discussions. Strategy number five, quote unquote, strategic vision and adaptability. So articulating a clear vision for the future, aligning teams towards common goals, and demonstrating the ability to adapt and pivot in response to changing circumstances. Example number one, James, the CEO of a retail company, presents a long-term vision that embraces e-commerce without neglecting brick-and-mortar stores. His forward-looking strategy energizes the organization and helps them navigate the evolving retail landscape. Example 2, Maria, a project leader in a consulting firm, faces unexpected market shifts midway through a client engagement. She revisits the project plan, reallocates resources, and communicates a revised strategy to her team, showcasing her agility in steering the project towards success. Incorporating these strategies into your professional interactions can significantly enhance your executive presence, allowing you to effectively lead, inspire, and drive positive change within your organization. But then you might ask a question, okay, Monica, but why should I do that? What are the benefits of maintaining a strong executive presence? Let me list a few. Point number one, enhanced influence and leadership. Strong executive presence enables leaders to effectively influence and inspire their team, fostering a sense of purpose and commitment. This can lead to better alignment with organizational goals and increased employee motivation. Number two would be credibility and trust. Executives with strong presence are perceived as credible and trustworthy, which helps build positive relationships with colleagues, stakeholders, clients, and investors. This trust can lead to smoother negotiations, successful partnerships, and increased stakeholder confidence. Point number three, effective communication. Clear and confident communication is a hallmark of strong executive presence. Leaders with this trait are more likely to convey their ideas, strategies, and expectations clearly, reducing misunderstandings and promoting teamwork. Point number four, career advancement. Executive presence is often associated with higher positions and increased career opportunities. Individuals who consistently display strong presence are more likely to be considered for promotions and leadership roles. Point number five, conflict resolution. Executives with strong presence are skilled at handling conflicts and difficult conversations. Their ability to remain composed during such discussions can lead to better resolutions and maintained team morale. Point number six, positive company culture. A leader's presence sets the tone for the organizational culture. A strong executive presence can foster an environment of professionalism, collaboration, and open communication. Okay, all fine and dandy, but what about the potential risks if we keep up this way? Unfortunately, as pretty much with everything in life, there are some. And in order to be fully transparent, let me list those to you as well. So in terms of the risks of maintaining strong executive presence, point number one, perceived inauthenticity. Overemphasis on projecting a strong presence can sometimes come across as insincere or rehearsed. If not balanced with genuine interaction, it can erode trust and damage relationships. Point number two, intimidation and alienation. An overly authoritative or dominant presence might intimidate or alienate employees, stifling open communication and creativity. Team members might hesitate to share their opinions or concerns. Risk number three, lack of adaptability. Being too rigid in one's executive presence might hinder the ability to adapt to different situations and personalities. Flexibility is important to effectively lead diverse teams. Risk number four, pressure and stress. Constantly maintaining a strong executive presence can be emotionally taxing, leading to burnout. The pressure to always appear confident and composed can contribute to stress levels. Risk number 5, disconnect from team. Focusing solely on projecting a strong presence might detach leaders from the concerns and aspirations of their teams. This can result in a lack of understanding about employee needs and hinder employee engagement. Risk number 6, resistance to feedback. An overly strong presence might make leaders resistant to receiving feedback, assuming that they have all the answers. This can hinder personal growth and stifle innovation. Balancing the benefits and risks of maintaining strong executive presence is crucial. A genuine, adaptable, and empathetic approach is key to achieving an impactful presence without alienating others or compromising one's own well-being. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to have regular access to the newly published content. You are also welcome to check Reach for Power webpage at reachforpower.com for more materials and share your thoughts and comments through LinkedIn. Thank you for joining me today and keep on reaching for power.